You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Outside on that open top floor of the Nordstrom parking ramp at Arden Fair Mall in Sacramento this Saturday, there will be a whole lot of fun. It's the Global Local Festival with art, music, great food, great cultural experiences. It's what you might call a pop-up festival. It's geared to the whole family. It's a chance to highlight some of the diversity that's in our area. And Ruby Avila from Soul Collective is here to preview the event. Hi, Ruby.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
This is a festival that happens in Austin, Texas. It happens in New York on Staten Island.
Yes.
And you've had a little bit of experience with it in other places.
I have.
So tell me how it started and what it's becoming.
Yes. Yeah, so Global Local actually started kind of as an idea to really just map out who we have in the community, especially just because we do a lot of similar things in activism and just artistry. And so we really wanted to really highlight that and figure out who's doing similar work so we can bring them together and really just show the community and just build upon that. And that's kind of what Global Local is just all about.
As an event, it started at South by Southwest,
it
I think.
Did.
Didn't it?
Yeah. And that was one of the major ones just because now, because of that event, we are officially on like South by Southwest. And for that, it was really just bringing like global sound into South by Southwest because you wouldn't really see cultural diversity within all the lineups that was there. Even it's like one of the biggest music festivals, you don't really see that. And so we really wanted to highlight those artists, bring them to South by Southwest. And even on top of that, we were actually really close with just finding activists within the community in Austin and bringing them also into Global Local and just do community work in addition just to the lineup that was already there. Yeah.
What you're saying surprises me about South by Southwest, really. The festival came to Sacramento in 2014. I see so much diversity in this studio, in our local music scene.
Yeah.
So probably introducing the idea wasn't the issue. It's more a celebration of it and bringing the artist to the people. Correct.
Yeah.
So what's the lineup musically for Saturday night?
So this Saturday, we're going to have Philharmonic, Gingy, which is an incredible artist. She is from L.A., actually. She's a DJ, a producer, a vocalist, and she brings, she combines her Filipino traditional sounds with just electronic music and hip hop. And so it's just going to be amazing. And we're going to have a lot of performances, culture performances, ballet folklorico. We're going to have some African drummers. And we're also going to have a blessing from an Aztec dancing group just to really like set the tone of the space and just welcome everybody.
There's a henna lounge, I think.
Yes, we're still working on that.
Okay.
Yeah. The Geodome is one of the greatest like attractions in any event that we have. It's just this big Geodome. We usually set it up as a healing space, but this time we want to do a little different. Yeah.
So it's a maybe at this
point.
It's
a maybe, yes.
Okay. How about the Mexican Painter Studio?
Yes. So that one is a for sure. We're super excited about that one. We're actually Frida Kahlo inspired. And so it's a La Casa Azul. And so we're going to have a few different stations inside. So we're going to have a self-portrait station. And so we're going to have mirrors. Yeah. And then you'll just be able to paint yourself based on what you see. And then as well as a paper mache doll station. So you'll be able to make your own Frida Kahlo paper mache doll and take it home with you. And then we're also going to have like a little flower crown station, which everybody loves. I even love that one.
This is a free event.
Yes, that's definitely what we want to emphasize. It's free event. The admission, the parking, all the activities are completely free. And so we really just want to encourage everybody to come out. And especially in all the art activities that we're going to have, we really want to engage both like the kids and the parents. Like we really want to emphasize like it's for all ages.
We're talking about Global Local, and the festival is on that top floor of the Nordstrom parking ramp at Arden Fair Mall in Sacramento. If you've never been there, it's actually behind the mall.
Yeah.
So do drive around. The event is from 5 to 9 o'clock. I'm talking with Ruby Avila from Soul Collective. Ruby, can you tell me a little of your own personal story and how culture became important? I don't know how much your family highlighted this or made it important for you. Yes. But because you're an adult, you had to make some discoveries on your own. Will you share a little of that with me?
Yeah, of course. So I actually started interning at Soul Collective when I was 16.
Wow.
Yeah. And from there, just being more engaged with the community and just my own personal background. Both my parents are immigrants from Mexico City. And just growing up, they've always made it important to show me where I come from and just like my cultural aspect of like who I am. And I've always been grateful for that because now I'm just like, oh, it's like really a big part of my identity. And just growing up through Soul Collective and working with my community and then just tying in social issues with like who I am and just part of my background, it really like made a path for me and like what I wanted to do, even just going to college, like anthropology. I was super into agriculture and food justice. And so that was a big part of me just because where I grew up in Oak Park, there wasn't much food accessibility, just in organic food or healthy organic food. Mm-hmm. And that's just what I wanted to do. And then thanks to Soul Collective, like I've been able to really just make change in that and then bring it back to my community as well.
Did you finish college?
I did from UC Santa Cruz. Yeah, thank you. First of my family. It's always a big accomplishment.
How free do you feel in living your cultural background and who you are, and where do you run up against some challenges in that?
Yeah, definitely when I went to college, I think that was difficult just because it was very segregated, I think. Just seeing that, and like I came from such a tight-knit community, Sacramento, Soul Collective, like everybody knows everybody. And we all do similar work. And so just making that transition was just super difficult. And like, whoa, like I have to really find my place again.
To which campus? Where were you?
UC Santa Cruz.
Yeah. Santa Cruz, you experienced that?
Yeah. Hmm. It's a small town, but it's, different.
And now what works in passing the message on, in finding ways to empower young people, men and women, to discover more about their own heritage and celebrate their own culture?
I think events like Global Local, actually, just really promoting just the art. And because we use art a lot in to educate others about what's going on politically or who we are. And so I think just making it more known and just putting it out there and having these kinds of events in the community and showing that you can be proud of where you come from or who you are. And I think that's just, like, incredible.
So tick off some of the cultures that are represented at Global Local this weekend.
Cool. Yeah, of course. So a lot of the Latinx community. We're going to have some African drummers, some Celtic, a booth of Celtic culture, and then I think some Filipino. A lot. We're really trying to nail a little bit of everything.
Well, and the Philharmonic comes with a mix of backgrounds,
exactly.
His African-American background.
Yeah.
And I think that as opposed to saying who is what, it's just the mix of experiencing all of it.
Exactly.
All right. So it's art, it's music, it's great food, it's cultural exposure and experience, and it's all happening on top of the parking ramp behind Arden Fair Mall in Sacramento this Saturday night, 5 to 9. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Anything
else? Yeah,
sure.
I did want to mention something else. We actually finalized that. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Willie Cauley Stein.
Yeah,
Sacramento.
Sure.
Yeah, Sacramento Kings player.
Yeah.
He's co-sponsoring art kits. And so the first 100 youth that come by are going to have free art kits to take home.
Oh, that's great. Is he going to be there too?
I'm not entirely sure on that yet.
Well, we should say that right now. Come on, Willie. You're such a good community supporter.
Yes,
and you stop by.
He's great.
Anyway, well, that was really a terrific. So thanks so much,
Thank
Ruby.
You
glad
for
to have you
me.
Here. Thanks for sharing a little of your own background
Thank
as
you.
Well. That's Ruby Avila. Again, Soul Collective. We'll post a link with more information at capradio.org/insight. That's Insight for today. We are back with another live show tomorrow.